This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show, and we have lots ahead, including another WHL graduate making an NHL impact. Logan Stankoven debuting in the NHL this past week, scored on his 21st birthday. We'll have more on that in moments. Speaking of, Matt Rempe has been making headlines for his start in the NHL with the New York Rangers. We'll talk to his former coach in Seattle, Matt Odette. Spokane Chiefs head coach Ryan Smith recently returned from South Korea. It's where he guided Canada's youth Olympic hockey team. It's a star-studded lineup with future WHL talent. We'll have more with Ryan. And a former WHLer is now rising the ranks of the NHL executive world. The story of 28-year-old Vuki Mopofu. First up. A former CHL Player of the Year with the Kamloops Blazers made his NHL debut this past week. And in his second NHL game and a home ice debut with the Dallas Stars, Logan Stankoven delivered.
Here's Johnston weaving. He gets knocked by Pellick. Shot! Score! Stankoven! His first NHL goal on his 21st birthday! Logan Stankoven is perfect!
Why did Johnston look like a porcupine in a balloon factory on his way through their D, and the follow-up is Stankoven, who just has a knack.
Logan Stankoven was leading the American Hockey League in scoring in his first year of pro hockey when he was called up. A four-year WHLer, two-time world junior for Canada, finally breaking through.
It was great. You know, all the guys were really welcoming and made the transition super easy for me, and this is something you dream of, you know, when you first put the skates on. And, you know, I owe it to my family and friends and all my coaches, you know, back home that have helped me get to where I am today.
Stankoven was a second-round pick of the Dallas Stars in the 2021 NHL draft, and he talked about the transition from junior to pro.
It's a little bit different. Obviously, you're going to the rink, and some of these guys you're playing with or against, you know, have families and kids, and they're trying to support their family. And, you know, for me, it's just about showing up to the rink and putting in my best effort every day. And I'm always trying to find little ways to get better. And I don't think my mindset has changed at all. You know, I want to be in the NHL. So doing the extra pays off. And I think it has this season.
His coach in Kamloops for four seasons, Sean Clouston.
You know, first and foremost, he's put a ton into his hockey over his young career so far. You know, spent a lot of time with the Blazers, so it's pretty exciting for everybody involved here, and obviously I can't imagine for the parents it must just be a real thrill.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Former Seattle Thunderbird Matt Rempe has been making some NHL headlines for his rugged start to his NHL career. He also scored his first NHL goal in a victory to go along with some physicality. I asked his former coach, Matt Odette, in Seattle about his NHL start.
Yeah, for sure. It's always great to see guys that, you know, were in your program and, you know, really good kids, you know, get the opportunity to play in the NHL. And, you know, Matt's been a guy that's done things the hard way, you know, an undrafted kid and just continued to work year after year, you know, first guy at the rink, last guy at the rink every day. And, you know, it's nice to see all that hard work pay off.
He was a project, right? Like, I mean, he came in, big guy, had to kind of catch up to his body a little bit. Take me through when you got him and if you ever felt that he'd be in the NHL now.
Yeah, you know, I remember the first spring camp we had him. He was 15 and just obviously very raw and gangly and, you know, certainly a project. And, you know, credit Russ for, you know, give him the opportunity at the time. And you know, there's always something about his game that he had a knack, he had a hockey sense where he could get around the ice and make good decisions. And, you know, he always had that, you know, the physicality and, you know, the willingness to do that. So, you know, from there, just slowly got better and better every year and found his way to the NHL.
Yeah, it's kudos. It's big time, you know, development on his side. He's playing that role of it's almost a dying art a little bit here with the enforcer type role. He's a big guy. He didn't do a lot of it at this level because maybe he was just almost too big for others. But do you project him to kind of be that guy, a 6'8"? You know, like, I think there's more to him than that, but is that kind of his projection, you think?
Yeah, I think it's just another tool in his toolbox. You know, I think just being a guy at that size that could get around the ice really well, it was, you know, two strides and he would cover board to board, and that gave him the opportunity to finish a lot of hits. And, you know, it led to some suspensions, just him being, you know, a bigger guy out there. And, you know, I just, you know, discovering that that was another thing he could do. He could handle himself in a fight, and, you know, he's just always that guy that wants to protect his teammates and you know, stick up for his guys. And, you know, it's kind of gone away in the NHL a little bit, but you always need a guy that the whole can hold the other team accountable and, you know, provide some pushback. And he's a guy that can play too. You know, he scored some goals for us, and, you know, he's got really good hockey sense and can get around the ice. So there's more to him than just the fisticuffs.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
Canada's hockey bid at the World Youth Olympics in South Korea was guided by Spokane Chiefs head coach Ryan Smith. Although the squad missed the podium, the experience for Smith was first class, not to mention a first-hand look at the upcoming WHL talent on that team.
Yeah, it was, you know, honestly, once in a lifetime being at the Olympics. I mean, it was the Youth Olympics, but to me it felt like the regular Olympics. I mean, all kinds of people from all kinds of countries, different sports. The coolest thing was just being in the athletes' village, just, you know, mingling with different people from different countries, bumping into, you know, I met a girl that was on the German hockey team that I played 2 years with her dad, and just like those little things like that are, you know, it was a really good experience. The result wasn't obviously what we wanted. You know, we wanted a gold, and then we came up empty, but all in all, I couldn't ask for a better experience.
So let's drop some names. There's some top WHL prospects coming into the league next year from that Team Canada, and I'm sure their teams and their fans will be anticipating these players coming in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be just shameful for me not to mention the two Spokane guys in Preston and Esler. You know, Preston's a goal scorer. He's up in OHA doing that every game. He did that overseas as well. He had some big goals for us. He's dynamite player, electric, shoots the puck a ton, fast, skilled. You know, we're happy to have him, and the league's lucky to have players like this. And then Esler was our starting goalie over there. He played quite well throughout the tournament. A little bit undersized guy, but he gives you everything he's got. And again, another guy that'll be in the league here, you know, turning some heads. And we got Liam and Marcus, the Ruck twins, play with Preston in OHA. You know, just almost like the Sedins, they just seem to feed off each other and, you know, play just a game amongst themselves. It's like they don't really need a third guy, but, you know, they're pretty fun to watch, and Medicine Hat will be lucky to have them. And then, you know, you got Ryan Lynn and Verhoff and Rudolph, all big-time defensemen that are going to be coming in, and all three of those guys are elite defensemen, and those are hard to find, as you and I know. That's just they're a diamond, you know, diamond in the rough, and all three of those guys will be impact players, you know, for their teams coming into the WHL. So you know, it's nice to be able to coach those guys and also the other guys from Ontario and out east. So real good experience, and you know, can't wait to see where all these guys end up in the future.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week, radio edition.
The WHL recently put together an online article on 28-year-old former WHLer Vuki Mapofu, a Saskatoon native who played in the WHL with the Red Deer Rebels. His path to the NHL took him to law school, where he now works as an executive with the Pittsburgh Penguins as director of hockey operations and legal affairs. In conversation with the WHL's Cammy Koepke, Mapofu talks about how his family landed in Saskatoon, where he began his hockey journey on the move with his dad's medical career.
My parents grew up in Zimbabwe, and they ended up, he went to medical school in England. Then he did his residency period in Dubai, which is actually where I was born. And then he ended up getting a job at the University of Saskatchewan Hospital in Saskatoon as a pediatric oncologist. At the time, I think there was just one or two of them in Saskatoon there. So that's kind of how we ended up in Saskatoon.
Vuki would go on to play midget hockey with the Saskatoon Contacts.
You know, obviously grew up kind of taking a liking to hockey given that. And You know, since I can remember, have been kind of skating and playing hockey with friends, you know, on the outdoor rinks and on the ponds and stuff like that. So, that was kind of the journey that my parents took to, from Zimbabwe kind of all the way to Saskatoon.
In 2011, he was drafted in the fourth round of the WHL Bantam Draft by the Red Deer Rebels.
Oh, it was great. I think Red Deer was, a great opportunity, you know, for me to mature, and to learn a lot about, you know, I guess pro style hockey, obviously playing for Brent Sutter, who had extensive experience playing, coaching in the NHL, you know, and getting to go there and play for him. I think he taught us a lot about, you know, accountability and self-evaluation and, discipline and work ethic. And those are sort of things that I've kept with me, you know, obviously when I was playing and ever since, you know, both in school and since I've been working, you know, in management, as an executive. So it was a really transformational experience for me, I would say, just as far as, maturing and kind of learning some of those sort of key foundational things, that have kind of helped me along the way ever since.
Mapofu says playing junior hockey in the WHL was the start to figuring out his future.
You know, you're kind of the center of the show in town, right? And so, you know, it's a lot of fun to play in front of those crowds. And, you know, for a lot of us, like I grew up watching the Saskatoon Blades, you know, all the time. I would go to games multiple times per week, like my whole life growing up as a kid. And so, you know, for a lot of guys, like the first dream before even getting to the NHL is playing in the Western Hockey League. And so, that in and of itself is a dream come true, for a lot of people, myself included.
Mapofu took a step at a young age to pursue education as his ticket to the NHL.
So what I kind of had done that summer after playing was kind of see the path that a lot of the executives in the NHL had taken towards getting to where they were. And what I kind of found was that they fell largely into two buckets. They were either former NHL players or lawyers. And so at that time, I kind of had a decision to make, like, okay, I think maybe I could be an executive if I, you know, if I went to law school and got some legal training to supplement, obviously, my experience, in the hockey world. And so my decision was sort of between, okay, do I want to play out the last, you know, 3 years of my junior career and then start that process? Or do I want to, you know, maybe start it now and see what I could potentially do at a younger age as far as starting my career?
Vuki attended UCLA to pursue a law degree. After starting with the LA Kings, he's now in Pittsburgh with the Penguins. So what are his future goals in the sport?
I think just to continue to add to my skill set and, you know, continue to grow my knowledge of the game, just try and get better and better each and every year as an executive. Obviously, the main one would be, you know, try and be a part of, building a Stanley Cup champion. That's obviously, I think, everybody's goal, whether they're players or in management. And that's certainly mine as well. You know, being here in Pittsburgh and having been in LA for a couple of years, you know, organizations that have won in the salary cap era, and won in different ways. That's really the main goal, is to, you know, try and get better and better and sort of be part of contributing to, you know, building a team that can win the Stanley Cup here in Pittsburgh. So, you know, we're obviously working towards that. We're obviously working towards that every day, trying to get better and better each and every day.
And Mapofu enjoying his role and the daily challenges.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, obviously with our group now, we're, you know, kind of pushing for the playoffs here and, you know, preparing for the trade deadline and kind of the final push towards the end of the season here. So it's a really exciting time of year here. And hopefully we can string together some wins over the next several weeks.
The complete article with Cammy Koepke can be found online at WHL.ca. Hey, that's the show. Want to say a big thanks to our guests, as well as Cammy Koepke in the WHL office. Thanks. I'm John Keane. Have a good weekend.